Well, hello, Kingwood Church. Welcome back. If this is your second time to be with us, week two of guided prayer, this is going to be just a great time of prayer for our church, everyone that's participating, because we're all praying the same thing. We're all in one accord. Maybe not in the same room, but certainly in the same thought, in the same space. And so I was praying for you last week, and I was walking around Oak Mountain, and this thought kept coming back to me. I kept repeating this idea in our language here at Kingwood, living the belief that anyone can find Jesus. And so today I'd like for us to spend all of our time in that, and I'm going to do something unique, and that is I want to use Jesus's I am statements from the book of John to guide that prayer. So in the book of John, Jesus is going to say, I am the good shepherd, I am the door, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I am the bread of life. So we'll use each one of those and just use those as a metaphor to pray for the lost today. So it's going to be a good time, and we'll all be praying the same thing, just kneading down into our spirit this belief that anyone, my neighbor, the person that I work with, the person I go to school with, anyone can find Jesus. So let's begin this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you find yourself. Let's begin by just a couple minutes of worship. Why don't you go ahead and just begin to tell God how great He is. Okay, let's begin with this first statement from Jesus in John chapter 6, where He says that I am the bread of life. Remember, we're going to be praying the belief, living the belief that anyone can find Jesus. So let's pray that belief as Jesus is the bread of life. I'll pray for a few moments, and then I'm going to give you some space to just think through these metaphors and let them guide your prayer. Jesus, I believe that You are the bread of life. That there are so many things in this world that I want to consume. There's so many things in this world that I want to take in, that my neighbor wants to take in, that the people that my teenagers go to school with, the people that my friends work with, that they want to consume, they want to take in, they want to have, and they think that it will fill them. But Jesus, only You will fill. Only You are the true bread. Today, reveal Yourself as the only sustenance of life. Won't you continue that thought for a couple minutes? I love that thought. Jesus is the bread of life. Now let's move to the next one. Jesus speaks to us and he says that I am the light of the world. It might help for you to go ahead and begin to name someone at this point. Have a name of a friend or a relative that you're praying for. I'm going to pray for Matt. Jesus, I believe that you are the light of the whole world, but you're also the light for Matt. That in the darkness that he lives in, a darkness that's filled oftentimes with aimlessness, purposelessness. Also, it's oftentimes lived in a seeming good purpose, possibly a good purpose. But at the end of the day, it doesn't shine a light on who he truly was created to be. And I pray that you shine a light on that. Shine a light today, Jesus. Why don't you continue praying that? Let's move to that next statement where Jesus says, I am the door, specifically a door for the sheep to come in and out. Jesus says, I pray for Matt. I believe you're the door. You're a door of protection. You're a door of guidance. You're a door that keeps us in when we need to be in, keeps us out when we need to be out. Today, be a door for Matt. Let him walk through you into true life. Let him walk through you into everything you have planned for him. Walk into you, in through you, into a place where freedom is. Why don't you continue that thought? Thank you. you'll remember this next statement of Jesus. It's just before he raises Lazarus when he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." Let's pray that. Jesus, you are resurrection. Not just resurrection once my physical body has died. Not just resurrection when Matt's physical body has died, but resurrection life today. He can live a life that has been resurrected into a new creation, a species that has never before existed, something new, something alive, alive to you and all of the things that you have for him, alive to freedom and dead to sin, alive to beauty and dead to those things that hurt, those things that destroy. Today, be resurrection for Matt. Be resurrection and life for him and his family. Won't you continue that thought? This fifth statement of Jesus, he says, "I am the good shepherd." Let's pray that over the person or people or family or those that you're praying for. Jesus, you're the good shepherd. You are deeply committed. You've given your life to caring and watching over those who are yours. And I believe that Matt is yours. I believe that his family is yours. And I want him to step into that space where he can see that you have a plan and a purpose and that you're caring and protecting. And I pray that he begins to know your voice even before he steps into that space of salvation. I pray that he can hear your voice. Maybe he'll hear it through a message on the radio or television, or maybe he'll hear it from a friend. And he'll say, "Something's different about that voice." Let him hear your voice. Won't you keep thinking through that thought of Jesus being the good shepherd for that person you're praying for? Thank you. Jesus, the next thing you call yourself is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, I pray for Matt to discover that you are truth. I know that his mind gets racing about doubts of faith. There's so many things about what we believe in Christianity that's sometimes a hard pill to swallow. We believe in a resurrected Christ, a God who would give his life for the sake of the world, a creator that would die for creation. Paul even says that a Jesus that would give his life and die on a cross would confound the wise. And I pray right now that you open up Matt's mind, that he not be confounded anymore. It would not be confusing anymore, but all of a sudden, just in a moment of clarity, the clarity of your Holy Spirit, he says, this has to be the way. This could only be the way. Why don't you pray that thought? Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. This last statement that'll guide our prayer today is Jesus says in John 15, I am the true vine. Let's pray that. Jesus, I believe that you are the true vine. You're the only source of life and strength that we are to attach ourselves to. And when I attach myself to Jesus, when Matt attaches himself to Jesus, it will enable this life, his life, to flow in and through him. Jesus, you will move in and out in a way filled with power and love, grace and mercy. And then Matt will begin to bear your fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. Why don't you begin to pray that, this last thought, over your friend, over your family member? Let's have one more prayer over our family member, over our loved one, and that is just a declaration that we know the Father is at work, the Holy Spirit is moving and turning a heart, and it'll be good for us to hear, it'll be good for us to pray, because oftentimes the Holy Spirit's doing deep work and there are no physical, tangible evidences of that work yet. So let's pray that. God, I believe you're at work in Matt's life right now. I can't see it. I don't see it. But I'm not in every private conversation, and I'm not in every moment of his life. I'm not in his head. But I believe you're at work. There are things that used to seem to be all figured out for him, and I know they're not right now. I pray that there are conversations that are happening and those thoughts that are going through his mind, thoughts of doubt, let them be thoughts about doubting his current way. Maybe his way isn't adding up. It isn't making sense. And let him see that today. I know you're at work. I know you're moving. You're always moving. You're always at work. You're always drawing Matt to you. And today I partner with you. I sit with you in this work. Amen. Well, I've enjoyed being with you today. Can I just challenge you? Why don't you pray this and call out names? Maybe pray this a couple more times this week. And let's see. Let's see the Father do an amazing work in someone that you might have thought was so far from God. We'll be surprised by what he does. Amen.